Hey everyone, we're back with Q2. Sitting by the fire, watching the fire, cooking up three briskets, three pork butts. Ribs will go on here in about another hour or so. Anyway, I wanted to go back to what I said in the first video, or the first podcast. I'm not used to this stuff. But anyway, I think for me, and probably a lot of people, the hardest struggle with doing something is your own mind. And, you know, I said that in the last segment, and I just want to go back to it because I've been out here since about 11:30, getting the cook going, and so I've had a little bit of time, and it's the same thing as every weekend when I'm cooking. And I'm out here, things are quiet, the bugs are making their noise, the fire's crackling, that's about the only thing going on that my own mind is playing tricks on me. Is, you know, I'm running all these wicked possibilities through my head. Like, I could give a fuck what anybody thinks about me or what I'm doing. Like, I don't care what anybody says at all. That stuff don't bother me. It might, for a second, like, I'll be like, eh, that motherfucker. You know what I mean? But none of it really bothers me or affects me in any way. But it's the stuff in my own mind, and I'm still kind of struggle to get through that when it pops up. Like, for example, you know, I'm sitting here, I think I mentioned in my last video, I just had my first kid a little over 3 months ago, and that's one thing that I constantly think about, is that I finally found something I really truly enjoy doing, cooking good barbecue and serving it to the people. But I also have a kid, and cooking good barbecue takes a lot of your time. Granted, I'm at the house, and, you know, they're literally about 20, 30 feet away from me right now. And, but I start thinking, like, it's still kind of, you know, time away. I'm not up there snuggling with them. I'm not up there right next to them. You know, this is time that I could be doing that. You know, so I start thinking, is this all really worth it? You know, that time away from Sandra, from my kid, and I know it could only really get further away as this process grows. You know, with the big trailer I bought, and I start bringing that out, and things start really popping like I would hope they do. But that's one of those things, especially if I were to ever take this on full time, like a, you know, 5-6 day a week kind of thing. So that's one thing that really messes with me in my head, is I'll get in that moment and think about that kind of stuff. Is it really worth it? Should I just stop what I'm doing and get rid of everything and, you know, keep doing my day job that I just don't genuinely like and just spend my non-work time with my family? But I think those, you know, things, I guess, for lack of better words, in your brain that, you know, are kind of like safety switches. But I think you really have to look at the bigger picture on things. Like, I try to counter all that. Well, you know, my kid can, you know, help me do this stuff, and I can build this business, you know, for my kid, and, you know, pass down something for possibly generations. So that's the kind of stuff I try to counter it with. But I think in those moments, when your own mind is fucking with you. You just gotta try to look past it. I don't really know how to tell you to deal with it. But for me, it's just you know, having the mindset of the bigger picture. What this could become for you and your family. So that's just wanted to really kind of go back to that, because I just feel like if I'm struggling with it, surely other people are too. So I hope that if anybody's out there following a passion that they have, that they can look past their own mind, or they can look past the outside haters or whatever that want to talk shit. See, like I said, that shit don't bother me. The outside people, anybody, the stuff people say, unless it's a customer that thinks my food's nasty, then that bothers me. But, you know, before I kill this video, and we'll try to cut it off right around 10 minutes. I don't really know how long these things are supposed to go, but I don't really think there's really a limit. But, you know, I don't want to have them rambling on. Another thing is my niece is, I feel bad for really not knowing this, but I think is 9, 10 years old. And she posted some videos on Instagram the other day about Stranger Things and how she wanted to audition and be an actor and, you know, maybe get into that. And granted, when you're 9 years old, you don't really know, you know, and if you do, that's great, but you probably really don't know exactly what you want to do. But the fact that you even make efforts to pursue what, you know, you're interested in at that point is admirable to me. And putting yourself out there, whether you're 9 years old or 90 years old. And she ended up taking the videos down because she had people making fun of her. And I think that's been going on. It's more prevalent now that social media is as big as it is. But man, let me tell you something. If you've got kids, or you're one of those people that bring other people down and make them feel stupid for, you know, trying to follow their dreams, their goals, their passions, or whatever, then you're just a shitty person. And if you've got kids and you find out they're doing that, man, I beg you to either get them just to keep it moving, say some, or say some nice shit, or don't say shit at all. I mean, I feel like that's been a huge thing. There's probably been so many people out there talented in a certain area or had dreams in a certain area of doing something, and they were told it's stupid or it won't work or people were making fun of them, and they gave up on it. And now they're probably somewhere working a 9-to-5 that they hate, you know. So I just wanted to point that out for a second there. If you're one of those people, or your kid's one of those people, then you're pretty shitty. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and kill this little segment here, and maybe we'll do another one this weekend. I'm not actually cooking anything for Sunday. Going to pick up the new smoker for the big red trailer on Sunday, which I'm pretty excited about. So you can check all that stuff out on Instagram. It's Boobadoo Barbecue, just like it sounds. Yeah, follow all that stuff. I usually post some pretty decent stuff, I feel like, for an amateur. Anyways, we'll if we're not back again later on or tomorrow or something, I'll record another segment or two next weekend.